I'm Anthony McCarthy. Welcome back to the Mark Steiner Show. I'm sitting in for Mark today. The KIPP schools of Baltimore have gotten a lot of attention for their model in educating children in the city of Baltimore. They start very early in the day and they finish later in the evening than most schools do. And they've gotten media attention from not just the Mark Steiner Show and the Anthony McCarthy Show, but national attention for their success in not only taking children that have been in other schools, and I know they would never say this, but I can say this, I have a little latitude, and giving them an opportunity and somehow using this model where we see children that have not thrived in other systems, in other schools, absolutely take this model and thrive at the KIPP schools. And they are in jeopardy, and there has been this press release that came out that I think caught a lot of us off guard, that the KIPP schools of Baltimore are in jeopardy of closing if there is not a deal made with the Baltimore's teachers union about the pay and the hours of the teachers who are part of the Baltimore teachers union at the KIPP school. The teachers there work more hours and proportionately are paid a little bit more than maybe teachers at other schools, but certainly not what some people believe are should be equal to the amount of time that these unionized teachers are putting in at the KIPP school. So joining me to talk about this issue, and certainly we want you to join us at 410-319-8888, the two people who are right in the middle of this conversation, Marietta English, a good friend of mine, and she's president of the Baltimore Teachers Union. Jason Botell is here, another great friend of mine, the executive director of the KIPP School of Baltimore. Full disclosure, I am a big supporter of the KIPP School. When I was working with Mayor Sheila Dixon, we made a lot of trips over to interact with those young people, and we're amazed at the incredible environment and the incredible work that's done there at the KIPP School. What we have are two great institutions, the Baltimore Teachers Union and the KIPP School of Baltimore, that need to, and this is just my advice, they don't pay me to do this show, so I can say this, that we need to find a solution. We need to find a solution to make these teachers whole, but also to keep this great institution, the KIPP School, Charter Schools of Baltimore, open, thriving, changing the lives of children here in the city. Welcome both of you to the Mark Steiner Show.
Thank you, Anthony.
It's so good to have you here. I think also joining us, is he up? Mark Steiner, the host of the Mark Steiner Show, is going to make a statement and share in the initial part of this conversation. Great to see you, Mark Steiner, or talk to you at
How
least.
How are you, Anthony?
It's great to talk to you, friend.
I'm sorry I can't be with you all, but as you know, a dear friend of mine passed away, and I gave eulogy today, and now I'm at her family gathering, so I apologize for not being on the air with everybody.
But we're glad that you're with us right now. So.
Yes,
and
I
certainly understand.
So, Mark, you wanted to say some things about the KIPP School and about the Teachers Union and your thoughts on this, and then we'll get engaged into this conversation.
Yes, very, very quickly, and I just wanted to ask this question because it's very troubling for all of us, and I think the question is, you have a Teachers Union. I know teachers' unions, like all public unions, feel like they're under fire because they're being attacked around the country, as we see in Wisconsin. And we also see the KIPP schools that are doing an incredible job when they have the third highest test scores in the state for mathematics among eighth graders. These are two great progressive institutions in the fight for a progressive and new America. And they both care deeply about our children and the future of our schools. The question I really wanted to start off with, and I'll leave you all to your discussion, is why is it that these two institutions that are so critical to the future United States of America and to our children can't come to an understanding about how to let the teachers do what they want to do and take care of the children without being at such odds all the time?
I think that's the perfect way to start this conversation. Marietta English, president of the Baltimore Teachers Union.
Thank you, Mark, for that question, and thank you, Anthony, and thank you for allowing us to be here. Baltimore Teachers Union has always been a progressive union. It has been at the forefront of reform since I can remember. We have had the CEO district, in which we had 10 schools to, we negotiated something different for those CEO schools. We had enterprise schools, which we negotiated something different for those schools. We have just negotiated this past year the most progressive contract in this country. And so we are progressive. We don't look to stifle anybody. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
We have a contract that we think will reward teachers for the work they do. It will give respect to their work. And so we were very excited about that. We 2 years ago, we negotiated with all of our charter schools. Baltimore City has like 34 charter schools. And all of them agreed to negotiate at once, except KIPP. KIPP wanted to negotiate in a separate negotiations. We had no problem with that, so we negotiated the two-year deal with KIPP. It seems as though I want to say something about our negotiations for our contract. The contract was negotiated, and neither side, not the teachers union nor the district, got in a cat fight about who was better, who wasn't, what you wanted, what they didn't want it. We negotiated that agreement, and we agreed that we would never say that word that I understand was put out today, that KIPP and the Baltimore Teachers Union are at an impasse, mm-hmm. of which is impossible. So I don't even know why some organization would even get in the middle of what we're trying to do.
But Jason, what's your side? I do have to run and let Anthony.
I understand, but I there's a whole lot more to this.
There's
you see,
Anthony's there. Anthony will do it all.
Mark, sure he will.
Well, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah. Well, in answer to your question, Mark, I don't think it is that we can't come to agreement. And in fact, I want to acknowledge and I do appreciate from Ms. English and her team at the BTU and the AFT that last year we did come to an agreement that worked for both the BTU as well as for KIPP. The challenge is that it's a one-year agreement. It ends on June 30th, and we really need a long-term agreement for us to be able to make promises to kids and families and teachers and give them long-term security, as well as, you know, our schools are charter schools, excuse me, and as such, we are responsible for our own facilities, which means that we have to secure through private sources funding for facilities. And to do all those things I just listed, we really need a long-term agreement. So I believe we can come to an agreement. Again, we did last year, but this year we really need a 10-year agreement, and I'm hopeful that we will come to agreement on that.
Yeah. Anthony, the show is yours.
Mark, great talking to you. And, of course, we all understand that you are there for that family. Appreciate you joining in this conversation. Very important conversation for you, I know. Very important to you. Thanks, Mark.
And it's Mariana. Important to us
of
that,
course.
As we said, if schools wanted to do something different, that they're able to do that. And we negotiated that. I think the problem here with KIPP is that they negotiate with the media. They call the Washington Post, and then they, you know, the editorials, oh, we're going to have to leave if this old union doesn't do what it's supposed to do. I think our negotiations should have before was in private, and we didn't go running to the media. We had the national from both KIPP mm-hmm. and AFTN, and it wasn't in a media frenzy. This has become, okay, let's go to the Post, let's go to the Sun, let's do all of this and get all these other organizations. We asked for a proposal, which we had not gotten until the other day. Let's talk about it. No one has ever said we weren't going to talk about what we could come to a contract conclusion with. We know that the teachers at KIPP work longer hours proportionately. If you work a 9.5-hour day as a teacher, I guarantee you, you're putting in 15 hours. If you work 7 hours, you're putting at least 10 mm-hmm. or 13 hours. So
I want to ask Jason to respond to that, because I think a lot of people have been writing about that in blogs, that this appears to now be a media fight, a fight in the public. So I want Jason to respond to that. But I also want you to, before we move to Jason, Marietta, there is this perception, and tell me if I'm wrong, but there is this perception that the KIPP teachers are saying, look, we like what we're doing. We understand we're working more hours. Let us do this, even if it means disproportionately to other schools and other teachers we're paid less. We like what we're doing. We like the results. We're good. But there's this perception that you all are twisting their arm saying, no, no, no. And, you've got to do it our way.
I don't know that that's the perception.
I could be wrong.
I
know that perception is not always the rule.
But we are negotiating for teachers' benefits. We are negotiating for their wages, and we are negotiating for their working conditions. We do that for all teachers, and I don't want it to think that we're twisting their arms. We know what teachers want. We also know that they want to be compensated. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to buy a home. They want to be able to buy a car. They want to be able to pay off their student loans if they've had those things. And they want a decent wage. And we're willing to sit down and negotiate all of this with the KIPP Academy.
410-319-8888 is the number to join in this conversation. We have with us Jason Botell, the executive director of KIPP Baltimore, Marietta English, president of the Baltimore Teachers Union. I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in today for Mark Steiner. Jason, I want to ask you, because even some education advocates are saying, boy, KIPP is very strategic in how they have used the media to, A, get this to become a much more public negotiation than the private negotiation between the teachers union and KIPP School of Baltimore. Was that a strategy for you all to take it to the press? When you say that you may shut your doors down, people who know what you do, I mean, it's had a ripple effect throughout this state, but really across the region. But some people said that it wasn't fair, that you all were not negotiating in good faith by going to the press saying you may have to shut your doors down.
Well, so a couple of things, and I appreciate the question very much. So first of all, I do want to make clear, because sometimes this is not clear, it wouldn't be our choice. If we don't have an agreement or some legislative remedy, if we don't have one or the other, we cannot legally operate the KIPP program in the state of Maryland.
Well, so what does that mean, though?
Sure. So by Maryland law, the Maryland charter law, our schools are charter schools, our teachers are subject to the collective bargaining agreement between the BTU and city schools. And that agreement says that the workday is 7 hours and 5 minutes and the work year is 190 days. And the KIPP model, in its very essence, involves more time than that. It's designed to work with kids who are behind, kids who are from historically underserved communities, as our students, most of them are. And it's designed to catch those kids up and get them on the path to and through college. And KIPP nationally has been very successful with that. And our students locally, our first class is now in college. 86% of them graduated high school in 4 years. And 92% of those students got into four-year colleges. We cannot legally have longer work days or a longer work year without an agreement after June 30th that takes effect after June 30th or a legislative remedy. In terms of the press, the first attention from the press came from the Washington Post a few weeks ago, and it was in response to the submission of legislation. Now, we did ask legislators to submit legislation, and we do need that legislation if we cannot come to agreement. If we are able to come to a 10-year agreement with the BTU, and again, I'm still hopeful that we can, we have said, and I will say it right now, that we will happily ask our legislation sponsors to withdraw the legislation. But we need it, because if we can't come to agreement, it's our last resort, our only remedy to keep the doors open and keep providing the program. So that's how the media started. Now, since then, and they wrote an editorial, it wasn't just about our bill, it was about several bills, but it included in its final paragraph a reference to our bill. And that really started a lot of media interest. And look, once the media is interested, I will not apologize for it. I definitely respond. We definitely are thoughtful about what we say, and we're going to be clear about what's at stake, because I think something very important for our students, our community, our teachers is at stake, and we're going to be clear about the situation. And now, again, here I am, on the media, and I want to be clear that we're hopeful we can come to agreement, and if we can, then everybody wins.
410-319-8888. Some KIPP school parents are calling, and we're going to let them join in this conversation. But Marietta, where are you on the legislation, first of all? What's your thoughts on that?
Well,
the legislative remedy for KIPP School, but this 10-year union agreement. I saw your face when he said that. Tell me where you all are on the 10-year agreement.
I don't want to lock teachers in 10 years to a below a substandard salary that is 10 years, and we have no idea what the economy will look like 10 years from now. As a matter of fact, we know for the next 3 years, we're able to fund the agreement that we have. So we're willing to talk with Kip. Let me say something about Baltimore City. Baltimore City has raised its test scores. We have the highest number of kids taking AP courses now. We've reduced the dropout rate. We've increased the graduation rate. So it wasn't just Kip schools. It has been all of our schools in Baltimore City, all of our charter schools and all of our public schools. We are all working very hard. We all work for these children in Baltimore City. We are not, KIPP is not the only school that services underserved kids. You can see from the test scores, Baltimore City, Maryland, has been rated number one for the last 3 years. So we know what to do. We know how to raise test scores. We know how to work with children. And we're willing to work with any charter school. We're willing to negotiate with any charter school for the betterment of our children. We're all in here for the higher, for the achievement of our students, all of us.
So we're not at an impasse. The
no,
conversation
we have
continues.
Not even,
we're not at an impasse.
We have not even had the proposals from Jason long enough to say the ink is dry.
410-319-8888. Let's go to Michelle, calling from Baltimore City. She's a parent of a KIPP student. Michelle, welcome to the Mark Steiner Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for calling.
I was just calling to make a call. My son is a Kippster. He goes to the elementary school in Baltimore, and I just wanted to call to know how good of a job that the school was doing with the Baltimore City kids. My son, being an African-American little boy in Baltimore City, it's doing everything possible to get my son on the road to college, and to see the doors closed would be a terrible injustice. And I just want to know what we have to do as a parent to make sure that these schools don't close.
Well, I'll let Jason answer that, and then Marietta, is it to pass the legislation? Is it the time is ticking away for
right.
you all
right.
on this agreement. What I'm sure a lot of parents have anxiety about what's actually going to happen because there's a lot being said. I mean,
and if in the negotiations, if this had not gone out to the media, we probably would have been able to negotiate and come to some agreement. But now it's out here in the public. And it seems as though they're using the media to negotiate.
Jason?
Well, first of all, I thank the parent very much for your support and your question. And I do think we need to continue to advocate, and particularly parents, because it's their children, it's their community, to continue to advocate for the legislation in the event that we're not able to come to agreement. But again, I mean, look, we live in a free society. We have a free media. And, you know, we do talk to press. And, you know, we are negotiating in good faith. As I said, I'm hopeful we'll come to an agreement. But certainly, you know, we're going to be upfront and transparent about the challenge that we have and the possible solutions that we need to pursue to solve the problem.
And certainly I'm not going to ask you all to negotiate here on the air. But Jason, in your mind, is that 10-year proposal, I mean, 10-year agreement, is that a deal breaker for you? I mean, is that what you want and need to continue to move forward?
I think the term of 10 years really is essential, and not only because of the promises we make to kids and families, which is a big part of it, of course, but it really part of it really does get down to this facility situation. We're responsible for our own facilities, and we need to, frankly, borrow some money and raise some money to provide a facility for our program. And, you know, asking folks to invest significant amounts of money, asking folks to lend us a significant amount of money, you know, we can't do that if there's a possibility that we're only around for a couple more years. They need to know we're here for the long term.
And we want to go back to the phones. There's someone calling in, I think another parent from the KIPP school. I do want to ask you, Marietta, I've known you for a long time, and I know where your heart is when it comes to teachers. I certainly know where your heart is when it comes to children. But do you think, and maybe this is an unfair question, but, you know, no one ever said I was perfect. Do you think that the charter schools get a disproportionate amount of credit for the turning around of the school system, the education environment in our city?
I think,
be honest with me, and I know you'll be honest with me.
I'll be honest. I think all schools do a good job. And certainly some charter schools do better than other charter schools, just like some public schools do better than some other public schools. A lot of it depends on the leadership within the school,
mm-hmm.
how well the schools. A lot of that has to do with that. I mean, we not only talk about and I often say this, we talk about children that are bullied, but we also have teachers that are bullied. And so that's also an issue. And so it's the leadership within the school, but also if you have a nurturing learning environment for everybody.
Do you see a scenario? And I know, again, I can't ask you all to negotiate this, and that's what I'm trying to do, not what I'm trying to do. Do you see a scenario where you would give a school, a single school, a 10-year contract?
10 years is a long time. When we look at—
But it is possible.
We don't know what the economy will be. Like 3 years down the road, we do know right now we have enough to cover what we've negotiated for the next 3 years. I don't know what 2013 will look like economically. We hope it will be better, but there are no guarantees. And so when we negotiated our 10 CO schools, we were hopeful that they would be around for 10 years. But the financial crisis came, and we had to close those schools.
I have a question for both of you again, but let's go back to the phones. 410-319-8888 is the number if you want to join in this conversation. If you have a question about the KIPP school, if you have a question about the union and the negotiations, collective bargaining here in the city of Baltimore, you know, Mark Steiner said collective bargaining appears to be under attack. We know it is under attack. Public service unions are under attack in this country. And so a lot of people are concerned about that. But when we see a school like KIPP, and Marietta is real careful to say that a lot of schools are thriving. But we've seen the media reports. We've seen the attention that's given to KIPP because of the results that they're getting. And I think a lot of people are concerned at the thought that we may lose those opportunities for children. Frank's calling from Baltimore. Frank, welcome to the Mark Steiner Show.
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to say that I think if KIPP wants to have teachers work extra time, they need to come up with the money for that, because teachers are under contract, as Ms. English said, and they are under contract for 8.5 hours, 180, 190 days per year. And if that doesn't fit the KIPP model, then KIPP would have to pay for that. As you said, public service unions are under duress right now. You can look to Wisconsin for that. And it would be almost like union breaking if the BTU went along with KIPP's proposition. In my opinion, charter schools are not that much different than public schools. The data is still out as to whether or not charter schools produce more results than public schools. It's just about neck and neck. So I'm saying that if KIPP wants to have teachers work longer hours, then, again, I say that they should pay for that.
Mm. And let me say, we have never been against how many hours they work. And Jason will tell you that. We've never said
it's not been
anything about
point.
Their program. If whatever the program is, that has not been a problem for us. Whatever your program is, we've said we do not have a problem with your particular program. If it's 10 years for your program, 20 years for your program, then that's the KIPP program. Mm-hmm. We've never had a problem with that. We've never had a problem if you wanted to work them 10 hours. It was how much they were paid for the time that they were working.
And we
negotiated, if they weren't able to pay the actual rate, then we negotiated a lesser rate.
A different rate.
So we're for negotiations.
Jason, what about that? What about KIPP? That there is a rate that has been negotiated for all teachers, and yeah, negotiate a different rate. But what about the idea that KIPP should just pick up that extra hours? I want to be clear. Frank was throwing around some numbers. KIPP teachers work on average a year 217 hours, opposed to the other schools, which is 190 hours for teachers.
That's so, on paper. Just remember, that's
wait, that's
on paper.
That's days. I just want to clarify that days, not hours.
That's days. Right. That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Right. Not hours. And I don't know what I'm thinking. 217 hours. That's crazy.
They work
days.
Hours.
Yeah. That's right. So Marietta's saying that's on paper. Let's be very clear. They probably work a lot more than that.
And
we know teachers work a lot more.
A lot longer than
that. Your thoughts on that? Kip just picking up the cost for the extra hours. You'd raise money, you'd do fundraising, you'd go find other remedies like you are with the legislature.
Right. Well, first of all, let me say, I don't believe we ever are able to pay teachers their worth.
Oh,
teachers
are
our greatest resource in our country, and you know, we always want to pay teachers.
That's why I fight so hard for them.
That's right. That's right. And we always want to pay teachers more. I want to just say a couple things. First of all, the teachers at our schools do earn higher total salaries than any other teachers in the city.
But they work longer.
No, absolutely. I don't
they
disagree
with
that.
They work a longer day.
No, but let me finish.
Jason,
we don't disagree about that. They do work longer, and they do get paid more. Our schools are public schools, and as such, we get a certain amount of money from the government. And we don't have a special revenue stream that other places don't have. We do fundraising, and we use some of that fundraising to pay the extra money that we pay. But there's not really some source to get more. So what we do is we stretch the dollars that we get as much as we can, and we pay the teachers as much as we possibly can. And we're committed to continuing to do that. The current negotiation, we are still committed to making sure we pay the teachers as much as we can. We just need to be able to have some security that we can do that over a longer period of time.
410-319-8888 is the number to call and join in. We have a lot of folks who want to now comment about this situation or ask some questions. 410-319-8888. Jason Botel is the executive director of KIPP Baltimore. Marietta English is president of the Baltimore Teachers Union. I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in today for Mark Steiner here on The Mark Steiner Show. Let's go to Michael calling from Baltimore. Michael, welcome to The Anthony McCarthy Show.
Hey,
Mark Steiner Show. I'm sorry. I knew that was going to happen a couple times. Go ahead, Michael.
So my question is, and maybe this is not an appropriate place to ask it on the air, but I'm just really curious about the KIPP teachers themselves, because it seems to me that, you know, they sort of signed up for, you know, the longer hours. And I hear the union president, and, you know, I come from a family of teachers, so we do appreciate that. But, you know, if we ask the equitable question and putting the kids first, they're getting a result because they're signing up for these extra hours, and it would be nice to pay them extra. But if there is no funds, if there are no funds available and they can't do legislation or fundraising, my question is not what the union's position is and not what the school's position is. What is the position of the teachers at the school? I'm just curious because I've not heard that discussed through this process.
Michael, that's a very good question. Mary, what are the teachers saying to you?
We're going to have that discussion with I'm losing my voice here. But we plan to have that discussion with some of the teachers on Wednesday.
But Jason, what are teachers saying to you? I'm sure your teachers talk to you. And of course, there's this natural, as we call it, natural tension between the administration and teachers and unions. But what are teachers saying to you? I mean, what's the morale right now at KIPP Baltimore?
Well, let me say, first of all, I want to be respectful of the relationship between the teachers and their union.
Of course.
So I'll stick to facts. And the fact is that from last school year to this school year, out of 30-some teachers, only one chose to leave between our two schools. So I think that says something. I don't think you find that at a lot of schools. And I do want to agree with Ms. English. We do have a lot of schools that have improved a lot, and we have other great schools. But I think that's I'm pretty proud of that statistic. And I agree with the caller. Our teachers all signed up for the hours, are continuing to work the hours, and are continuing to get paid the highest salaries. So and I think it would be a great show, you know, whether it's you or Mark, to have teachers on to talk about
it. I think
I don't want to speak too much for them, but I think our teachers are very supportive of the model they're choosing to implement it.
410-319-8888. I do want to ask you, Marietta, and I know you said you're negotiating and you're talking to the teachers, but what about this idea? Michael just says something that stuck in my head. The teachers know the model as they go in, and they know the pay rate when they go in. So where's the discrepancy?
But we've negotiated a new innovative contract.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yes.
When you look at what the salaries are going to be and what you're able to accomplish, they voted for this agreement because you know now I'll be able to move at a faster pace. And so, yes, I voted. I agreed to sign on to this, but I also voted for this agreement that is going to make me move faster and accomplish more in my profession because I am doing these things. So I have to think that our teachers are aware of that, but also they know that they can move faster up the salary scale and make more money with this current agreement.
410-319-8888, Marietta English and Jason Botel are in the studio with me as we talk about the Kipp School of Baltimore and the teachers there. Labrina is calling from Baltimore City. Labrina, welcome to the Mark Steiner Show.
Good evening.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm calling because, as you said, I am a teacher in Baltimore City, and I'm greatly concerned that Kipp is not willing to pay the teachers the negotiated rate for the extra time. You can work anywhere in America, even in a fast food place. If you work extra hours, you get paid a negotiated rate to work those additional hours. As Ms. English said, students all across Baltimore City are doing well. It's not just Kipp. As she said, we just passed this landmark contract. The teachers in Baltimore City are really excited about this contract, and I'm pretty sure if given a choice to get paid a higher rate or not, and I don't even want to say a higher rate, the negotiated rate, I'm pretty sure the teachers of Kipp would accept it. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't turn it down. I'm pretty sure Kipp is a wonderful school. I work at a charter school. So there are some things that come along with working at a charter school. So there are some things that you just don't want to give up. However, we are in the state of Maryland, one of the only state in the country that has bargaining rights for teachers in charter schools. And I think that needs to be respected. Kipp came to Maryland, opened up a school in Maryland, respect the laws of Maryland. This is what we wanted. So this is what we're negotiating. And I just think that Kipp needs to respect the teachers and do what's right for the teachers. Because when you do what's right for teachers, you're also doing what's right for children.
Jason Botel, your response.
Sure. So right now, our contract with the Baltimore Teachers Union has our teachers earning premiums of 20.5% on top of their regular salary. And as I said before, that is higher than teachers have an opportunity to receive at any other schools in the city. And so, again, we are committed to paying our teachers as much as we possibly can. We're proud that they are getting higher total salaries than they could get anywhere else in the city. But the reality is if we're not able to extend this agreement to a 10-year agreement or get legislation passed, we will not be able to legally operate. And just, you know, what that means then, if Kipp goes away after June 30th, our teachers are going to make less money, not more, because there's not another school that is paying 20.5% premiums.
For longer hours, they work a longer day,
and that's actually they're getting paid less than the time in which they would work. And I disagree with you, Jason.
But before you move on to that, what do you mean they're getting paid less than the time?
Because I think it's really average about 33% more that they should get paid, and not the 20. Am I not correct? It should be about 33% more.
The amount,
we really have negotiated less than the actual what they should be paid. So they are working and being paid more, but really less. So they're working.
I don't envy either one of you.
Hours,
go ahead.
But less. But with this new innovative contract, teachers have an opportunity to increase their pay by doing the kinds of things that they do anyway. Staff development, taking classes, working with children, showing that there's been some student growth. They have that opportunity to earn. Their earning power is greater, and they can do it. They don't have to wait until they get a master's degree or a master's plus 30. They have that opportunity to move now. So I think our contract is the most innovative contract in this nation.
And Marietta, given that contract, and certainly it got a lot of coverage all over the country for its innovation. The mayor talked about it in her State of the City address, and I think you were there.
No, you weren't there.
That's right.
Actually, I was in Denver talking about this contract. Right.
But I hate to go back to this 10-year agreement. I think some people would argue, and I'm not arguing, and of course I'm just asking the question, that giving that 10-year, if you all would agree to that 10-year commitment to the Kipp School teachers, that it offers a certain level of stability to these teachers that are working more hours, negotiated a very different rate, but a 10-year commitment, security really. That's what the union gives a lot of people, security.
We are not opposed to their program. So if that's their program, but right now our agreement is for three, our contract is for 3 years. Right now, we know that we're able to fund, the district's able to fund that contract for the next 3 years. I don't know that they're able to fund KIPP mm-hmm. past the 3 years. I don't know that because the district doesn't know mm-hmm. that they can fund any of this.
Jason,
past
why a 10-year commitment if we don't know, like Marietta said, we don't know where the economy is going to go. We don't know where these dollars are going to come from after 3 years. Are you willing to take that chance?
Well, I think that's, you know, obviously a concern of everyone right now, given the state of the economy and, you know, rising benefit costs in an age of possibly declining revenue to the
that's right.
conversation you had right before, which I won't get in the middle of. But obviously it's a concern. But, you know, the kind of contract we have now with the BTU and the kind of one we are suggesting we extend to a long term agreement is proportionate to what teachers earn. So let me just say two things. One, to get to what Ms. English said a little bit earlier, and I totally agree. I think it's great, the new contract that you've negotiated with city schools that rewards teachers for great work they do with students. That's what we want to do. We're very proud of the work our teachers have done with our students, and we are incredibly excited about the opportunities that our teachers and other teachers across the city now have to get rewarded in that way for the results they get with students. What we have now, what we are proposing to continue, is a contract that would be proportionate, that teachers get a premium that is proportionate to what they get. So if they get the higher salary from the contract that you negotiated with city schools, then they will get a premium proportionate to that higher salary. If, you know, times continue to be tough and after 3 years, city schools is not able to continue to pay that level of salary, then the salaries will go down. However you all negotiate, they go down. And then if we have our 10-year agreement, then our premiums will proportionately go down, so that I think there's a built-in mechanism for making sure that, you know, what we're paying keeps pace with the economic realities, the larger economic realities.
Let's try to get a question in real quick because we're running out of time. One last caller holding on. I want to see if he can talk real quick. John, you have like 20 seconds to ask your question.
I had a question for Ms. English. I think she mentioned that they were going to be meeting with the KIPP teachers on Wednesday. I'm just curious. If those teachers were strongly supportive of a 10-year contract, would it impact your position? And if not, why?
All right. Marietta?
Like I said, we don't know what finances will be in after 3 years. If we have no problem with their program, if they want a 10-year agreement on their program, that's not the issue. The issue is the finances.
How hopeful are you that an agreement can be reached?
Oh, we can reach an agreement.
How about you, Jason?
I believe we can. I believe we can without legislation, but we have to have that just in case we don't, if we're going to be able to still be able to operate our program after June 30th.
I was hoping I could figure all this out during this 45 minutes and we could solve the problem. Marietta English, president of the Baltimore Teachers Union, Jason Botel, executive director of KIPP Baltimore. Two great groups, and I agree with both of you. I think we can do this. We can figure this out. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.meq.com. Thank you to all our wonderful guests and all of our callers for participating in this conversation. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Justin Levy and Christina Aronson. We're engineered by Brian Boone. Our interns today, Justin Green, Elizabeth Walker, and James Peake. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again and to podcast any of our past shows, visit our website at steinershow.org. For Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, I'm Anthony McCarthy. Take care, Baltimore.
The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, and the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development.
WEAA would like to thank everyone who submitted a program idea to become the next WEAA public affairs host. We received